This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said the stampede incident at Prayagraj Mahakumbh this morning is extremely sad. In a social media post, the president expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who have lost their lives. She prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured devotees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, expressed condolences to the devotees who lost their loved ones in the accident and wished speedy recovery to the injured. He said the local administration is engaged in helping the victims in every possible way. He said he has spoken to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and he is constantly in touch with the state government. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said some devotees were seriously injured while crossing the barricades on Akhara Marg between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the night. The Chief Minister said they were immediately taken to the hospital and are undergoing treatment. The Chief Minister said Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Health Minister and BJP President JP Nadda and Governor Anandiben Patel spoke to him and took stock of the situation.
प्रयागराज में हालात वर्तमान में नियंत्रण में हैं, लेकिन भीड़ का दबाव बहुत बना हुआ है. अखाड़ा परिषद से जुड़े हुए पदाधिकारियों के साथ मैंने स्वयं भी बातचीत की है. संगम नोच पर, अखाड़ा मार्ग पर, नागवासुकी मार्ग पर लगातार दबाव बना हुआ है और वहां पर श्रद्धालुजनों की सुविधा के लिए भी हर प्रकार की वहां पर प्रशासन पूरी मुस्तैदी के साथ लगा हुआ है. और इसीलिए मेरी अपील है पूरे प्रदेशवासियों से, पूरे देशवासियों से और सभी श्रद्धालुओं से भी, सभी पूज्य संतों से भी कि अफवाह पर कोई ध्यान न दे, संयम से काम ले.
Meanwhile, over 4 crore devotees have taken a holy dip in the Sangam so far on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. The rituals are going on smoothly. After the holy dip, devotees are performing rituals and offering prayers at the ghats. Lakhs of devotees are still coming to take the holy dip in the Sangam. Mela administration has urged the devotees to return from the same sector or zone after taking bath. As part of Republic Day celebrations, beating the retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year, in the Beating the Retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate spectators with foot-tapping music of bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the ceremony. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, prominent leaders of major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters through rallies, roadshows and door-to-door campaigns. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally at Kartar Nagar in Shahdara Assembly constituency today. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will address public gatherings in Uttam Nagar and Karol Bagh. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami will conduct public meetings in Najafgarh, Badarpur, Kalkaji and Greater Kailash. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will hold rallies in Matiala and Vikaspuri, while Union Minister Manohar Lal Khattar is scheduled to hold public meetings in Motinagar, Arkepuram and Mehroli. Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur legislative assemblies this evening. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 today adopted its draft report. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel Jagdambika Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that the report of the committee will be submitted to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. In Tata Steel Chess Tournament, World Chess Champion Gukesh Dhammaraju emerged as the sole leader in the Masters standings after securing a round 9 victory in Weekend Z in the Netherlands. The International Cricket Council ICC has confirmed that Jeff Allardyce has decided to step down as ICC Chief Executive. Allardyce's decision comes amid concerns over Pakistan's readiness to host the Champions Trophy 2025 starting next month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.